Blog Talk Radio.
Malaysia Chan Rajin.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. We bear witness and we now we'll say this prayer called Al-Fatiha in the English translation. With the name of God, God is most gracious and God is most merciful. Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. Come on.
Okay, I'm sorry. Brother, thank you, Brother Hameen. Brother Hameen said I can't be here. I've been talking and this thing popped up on me. So all praise due to Allah. Thank you, Brother Amin, for calling and let me know that I had the phone on mute. I've had the phone on mute all this time. Thank you, Daya. Thank you for me. So praise be to Allah. I was saying that I've seen that the birds were flying south. And the geese were flying south, meaning that the weather is changing. That's a sign. Even the ant pile is a lot higher than it normally are. So that might be a sign of a bad winter. But if it is bad, I pray that all the people are ready for their winter, ready with a nice coat on. I hope they stay warm because Satan is making it very hard for anybody to live. Rent is up from $600, $500, up to $1,200 a month. Apartment was a couple of years, $500, now it's $1,200. So then I ran the rent up. My car insurance went up. So these people are not playing. They care little about the human being, the human family. They have got so greedy. And Prophet Muhammad predicted in the last day, you won't be able to find a decent businessman. That day has arrived in America. When you go to Walmart, you see the evidence of that. When you go to the grocery store, you see the evidence of a crooked, ungodly, a selfish businessman. So we here tonight with the help of Allah, knowing that the image has caused it, the people in that image is causing this. There's no white people ever been on this earth, but Caucasian people have took that name on and using that name to describe themselves, and they are not white. My skin is not black. My skin is brown. We had to use that skin color to match up with them and to let them know that they ain't going to take no color and put it over us, that we ain't going to fight back. So I have Brother Hamino, and I'm going to turn this over to him to hear what he had to say because I have been talking about 24 minutes. So I'm going to turn this over to Brother Hamino. As-salamu alaykum. Thank you, Brother Hamino, for calling. And let me know I had my phone on mute. Thank you.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. Ulu billahi min shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We forever thank Allah for blessing us with his religion and his prophet. Alhamdulillah. And all the messages that we study and emulate and talk about. Alhamdulillah, so we take a lot much. Alhamdulillah, praise you to Allah. There's a story, I don't know if I got it exactly right, in this Al-Islam where one of the angels looked down and he said, oh, how can anybody go wrong in an environment like this? And then he switched the pitches, a lot switched the pitcher or something, and it was a hellish scene. And he says, wow, how can anybody go straight? How can anybody go straight in an environment like that? You know, alhamdulillah. So it reminded me, I got a call. I'm working on this reparations march, you know. So far, I got it. If y'all want to jot it down, if you got a pencil or a pen, just because, and a piece of scratch paper, just a piece of scratch paper. It could be a Fritos bag or whatever, you know. But reparations, $40 million. See, reparations for 40 million people march. Reparations for 40 million people's march. Washington, D.C. Juneteenth. June the 19th, 2024. That's what I worked. And I sent that title over to a brother. And I, you know, because I wanted to have, you know, this brother is good. He's an artist and everything. And I wanted him to write that title down kind of like on paper where I could put it on a T-shirt or a sweatshirt or whatever, you know. Your reparations for 40 million people march. Washington, D.C., June the 19th, 2024. So I got a call back. The brother called me back. And he say, brother, that's a big undertaking. That's a big undertaking that you try to take on. You might have to, people who've been around a long time, you know, take that undertaking, you know, golly, you know. I said, well, I will. I'm going to put it out there. So if they want to, you know, if they want to get with it or take it or whatever, I just want it to get done. I want somebody to march on Washington for reparations before this election come up, you know, and because we got to send a message to the President Biden, you know, and everybody else that we want them to go into Congress and all them houses of politics and the President and Kamala Harris and all them and come up with, you know, a reparations package, much like our governor out here, courageous governor out here, Gavin Newsom. You know, what he did, you know, he commissioned a study in 2020 and gave him 2 years. No, 2021, and gave him 2 years. And that study came back June the 29th. And it was all about the reparations, the history, us here in this country, slavery. 250 years of slavery, 95 years of Jim Crow, 65 years of separate but equal, and 35 years of state-sanctioned. Them brothers and sisters up there, they worked it up in Sacramento here in California. They worked it all. Yeah, praise the Lord. You know, and it's empowering other states to do it. It's empowered a lot of brothers and sisters to stand up and say, no, we need reparations. We need to talk about it. Let's throw people under the rug. No. But, yeah, it just gets me. The brothers say, man, you might have to give this over to some of them reparations groups that have been around a long time. I say, well, yeah, well, they can do what they see me doing it, but I ain't gonna stop, because if I stop, it may not be nobody else doing or saying nothing. I'm gonna try to put it out there, because I ain't seen nobody talking about no march. 2024 before that election. The next election, 2024, is like sometime in November. So we need to get out there and show it and show our commitment. You know. And I say that all to say because I was thinking about that scene where he looked down, and he saw, well, how can anybody go wrong in an environment like this? How can anybody go wrong? But first he said, well, how can anybody go right? And then he said, well, how can anybody go wrong in an environment that's so good? Well, alhamdulillah, I go wrong in an environment where we come on every day talking about remove all racial images from worship, that God didn't have a son, and especially God didn't have a white boy's son, you know. Every day we talk this, every day. And other things, and we be all in the scripture, we be all in the Quran, brothers and sisters, Fuja, Quran, Daya, Muhammad Sharif, and Muhammad from Georgia, and all the other people, Sister Lala, look, how can anybody go wrong in an environment like that, you know? How can anybody? So this brother was saying, man, you might have to get this over to some bit. No. That, to me, it's a piece of cake. Because we be dealing with the big shaitan, big fear. They put this image all over the earth. And then in the 40s, they made up so many billions of images and put out is right after World War II, because they really want to put the big psych on the world. So they made billions of Salmon pictures. It's called the Head of Christ. That Caucasian image is called the Head of Christ. It's by a man named Warner Salmon, you know, and he was a Norwegian commercial artist. And he painted them pictures of Jesus, and they put it all over the earth. If you look at Google, if you Google his name, Warner Salmon, Warner, the one who painted, and read his story, and look at a couple of videos that they made about him and all like that. You know, these people were putting the mojo on the world. African America, and we know that when we were children, we went to grandma's house, and grandma had an image up there, and my auntie had an image up there, and after my cousin was killed, I went over there, and I grabbed that image off the wall, and they thought I was crazy. They thought I got the teaching, and, you know, Elijah Muhammad, and Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X is teaching me about that image. And I took that image off the wall. You know, they thought I was crazy. Crazy to Allah. No, I was crazy. I was afraid. But point is, how can anybody go wrong in the environment that we have? We got a brother come on at 3 o'clock called Group of Self. So that harks back to Honorable Elijah Muhammad, do for self. He called himself the halal industry. So he know halal is the Holy Quran. And, you know what I mean? His show come on at 3 o'clock Western time, which is 6 o'clock Eastern time. And then Message of Concern come on at, 6 o'clock? 6, 8, no, 7 o'clock. Eastern time, you know. So I want to tell this brother who called me. I want to tell him, how can I go wrong? How can anybody go wrong in an environment where these brothers and sisters every single day for 3 or 4 years been fire? It's been fire, torn up, and burning, you know what I mean, and all that. All praise be to Allah, you know. So if the stuff that I'm doing, if people think it's bold, man, look at the company I keep. Look at the company I keep. They bold people, man. Rub it off. It rubs off. So, alhamdulillah, that's all I want to say right now. But reparations for 40 million people's march. Washington, D.C., Juneteenth, June 19th, 2024. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
And after the show, and after the message of concern tonight, we'll have a short talk on Reparations Radio. Same station at 9 o'clock. I'll turn it back over to you, brother.
Okay.
I'm late. Thank you.
Yeah, go out. Come back. Okay. Brother Muhammad. From Kalama, Georgia, he's on. I saw him late, Brother Muhammad.
Well, like in my salam, and may Allah's peace and blessings upon all of us, you know, and we thank Allah for giving us permission to be on this program with a message of concern. Could you give me an idea how much time I got? Akbar.
You got 20 minutes.
Okay, 20 minutes. Alhamdulillah. And I hope everybody's listening, because I just want to throw some figures out there. Thank Allah much for giving us his permission to do this. So I'll go where Brother Amin stopped off at. First, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, people that we know, was born in a time that was a good possibility. No doubt about it. He knew his parents were slaves. Just got out of it, might have still been in it when he was born. His son also knows that his father just missed it or got a little taste of it, his father and mother, and their parents, good possibility they was in slavery too, or some parts of the different degrees of slavery. And Shaitan and those who've done that cruel punishment. And that's why one of the Honorable Muhammad's number one phrases was, what can the devil promise you? The devil can't promise you nothing. He's been promising reparation, and some of the scholars out there who know that and the benefit from it, they know when the first time that the ex-slaves and those who wanted freedom and justice and equality start to come alive in America. And what was the better example to use than someone who was living the worst life in the country? What better way to show that you are a justified society if you make sure you give justice and equal opportunity to those who have lived the worst life under the hands of the ignorant and racist and hateful people that they might be a part of? And they've been promising the ex-slave many things and haven't gave them to him yet. Ain't gave them to him yet. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad's parents first heard about it, and he probably heard about it with his lifetime because he came on teaching about it, letting you know that the devil will promise you anything just to keep you in his bondage, keep you in his influence. Imam Muhammad and his father had the people and had the money to probably be the first people in the United States of America who made it a real goal to get what was due to us. Those, after having their prayer made clear to them what they was praying for, they chose Allah first over all of that, regardless of how it came to them. They said, well, I'm going with Allah. Whatever he give me, even if he gives me reparations, if he make these people quit lying and quit promising us stuff to keep us in some kind of degree of bondage slave, a false hope, looking at them as if though they are still God. They still the white man's son. And here we are in 2024. We didn't have the Million Man's March and all other things where we was responding to promises of equality for all people, and especially those who haven't had it yet experience it. Still many people of all kind of religions. And here in America, where we know this is the devil's stronghold, they say, you know, the best way out of this is to turn to God. And Allah answered their du'as by putting a people here who knew that there was only one God. That they knew that all prayers are really answered through this true God, the God. And even people who came over here saying they were coming to please God and everything, we still know that even some of those Muslims who come over here before we got here, they chose to go for the world instead of going for Allah, who they had already established and received his mercy. But Allah was using them as a sign for the day that we wake up and show us how, if you have any doubt about what your Creator makes clear to you, the cherisher, the nature, the giver, the taker, any doubt about what he is revealing to us clearly as an individual creation and as a group creation. He the one who answer all du'as in any other way that he might answer it to you by having a child, having a nice home. Allah said, I gave those things to you. I made it possible. Then, like you said, 40 million people. Y'all know y'all businessmen. Most of y'all are businessmen. And y'all know what kind of ballistics they make their income. Their false superiority over people. Their false, not just thinking they better than somebody, comes from how well they control the value that the people put in what they offer them. Now, all those promises they done broke, don't think for one second that him, the white man, and the other people who conspire with him, the hypocrites of all nationalities, their slaves, their Uncle Tom, got benefit from promising the workers, the one who was really doing the real work and they was depending upon capitalizing off of their life. They make sure that they believe and keep up with the promise, especially when we start getting preachers. They was telling them that God is white. Keep the faith. But all along, you can look in their eye and they can tell you that you can tell that they were lying to you. But again, being ignorant, and Allah chose not at that time just to give us a hint to the wise. It's sufficient. Say, I'm the one to set you free. The white man ain't never set you free. Still ain't got you free now in this 2024. Got the whole world in slavery still. Fighting, killing off of it like he's the gladiator, Caesar. He got them over in Israel and everything. He's giving them money on both sides, him and his white buddies and everything. They giving them all that money just to kill all them people like they in the arena of the gladiators. And they making top dollar off of it. Us businessmen, don't let them put no knot in our tongue and keep us from saying that God is the answer to all of your problems. But they benefited from it. I get you right now, if you could Google, I wonder how many African-American or black or whatever you want to call us that we done went back to. We asked God freed us from it. but now we done went back to it. How many of them 40 million people in the United States of America of African descent, how many of them, we already had a few of them who helped set the stage when they, this DNA tracing of your ancestors. They got rich. Or they got promised to be rich, but they live a better life than those of us who was being denied the truth. And kept on helping Shaitan and the white man, basically, keep on re-enslaving their people and everybody else with drugs, with immorality, fear, death, etc. Still doing the same thing that Pharaoh was doing. But anyhow, when you take 40 million people, they don't realize it might cost them $800 to $900 just to get started on trying to qualify themselves and accept this promise again from the slave master. He already got our tax money, his investment on us again to get some more money. He said those of them, when they get to a certain degree of intelligence, we'll come to them and tell them, look, you're a lawyer and everything. You start doing it, you start doing that, you know, and helping us keeping this hope alive. Jesse Jackson, keep hope alive. Not prayer, but keep hope alive. Made millions of dollars off of that quote. Millions of dollars that he didn't even get. You got 40 million people, if they just want to start trying to get their paperwork together for Asian, the average one of them, especially the poor ones who can really trace their or got an idea that it's a good possibility their family were in slavery because they have a little word of mouth history and they might have some other connections, or they might have a few parents or grandparents who are still around 99 or something like that, and they got access to it. Now they're free to talk about it without being ashamed. You multiply 40 million people spending $800 to $900 a year trying to prove that they are a descendant of the ex-slave, the white people and whoever else is still capitalizing, boy, they're getting ready to get filthy, filthy, filthy rich. The Million Man March or the Million Man Reparation March. Everybody got to drink water when they go there. Everybody got to buy dinner or lunch at least according to how poor they are and according to how much money they got. And then they're going to be in a mixed crowd of people. Some of them drink. Some of them smoke. Some of them get high. Like my daughter told my niece told me, she said, when she's at the Million Man Walk and when she's at the George who got stalked to death, when she was at his rally, the brother was smoking cigarettes while he's out there right beside her, riding. And then next thing she know, he had ran into the club and broken one of the stores with all the people doing it and got him a handful of coke. And she said, I've been walking with this boy, and he was talking all this justice, freedom, justice, quiet of our brother. I put it on the calculator. Those who in that city who organized officials let's say even with just 5% of the people in town were feeding and taking care of some of our brothers and sisters who were coming there to protest. The rest of that money was being made off of water, cigarettes, alcohol, drugs, hot dogs, pizza at the grocery store. The $1 million march, the George Washington was making at least $25 million a day. People who are sincere. Come in the spirit of God. Come in the faith of God. But by the fact they followed the wrong way, because most of them come was Christians, because the Muslims supposed to know better. But still, their intentions—they only going to get one blessing. Use that terminology and paraphrasing. Instead of holding back and turning to God, and it's unlimited. What we would come together is believing people who's had enough official death. So here we have 40 million people going to go through all this paperwork, blood tests and all this stuff, DNA history research. Everybody getting paid up the line except the person who's trying to prove that he or she has a right to something, a promise that the devil done gave him. Over and above a locker, it's just distracting us. And we're going now trying to say, oh, Lord, if you give us this reparation money, I'm going to help build some mass kids. I'm going to help do this. I'm going to help do that. And just like Brother Sharif said, are we really? Really? We're going to let the reparation money bring us together, and then we're going to spend this blood money, blood diamonds, whatever you want to call it, trying to repent to Allah for us taking time out for a minute while we concentrate on this promise that Sherry Tarling is giving. And ain't no guarantee we're going to get it. He's going to pay a few if it seems like he got us hooked. Because they're making money every day. All them doctors, all them DNA people, all them lawyers, all those people who got a good job supposed to be helping with the reparation paperwork, they getting paid. Beyond your imagination, 40 million people getting ready to spend a whole lot of money to a capitalistic-minded, materialistic people, because they're the only ones who going to make anything off of this unless we just do it by helping each other and filing for the paperwork by going and study what we got to do or get, like you said, some of the organizations already done it. See if they ain't not going to charge it, but do it for justice. Do it for justice. And to, first of all, before justice, to do it to please God, to show that people of faith turn to him, and in return, he gives them the intelligence. He gives them the authority over the nature of this lie. Because Allah has given that authority to those of us who believe. He said, you have domination over any kind of creation. You know the nature of it. And if you can take its nature and make it help you be the best worshiper and best creation that the human mind and animals and everything else have ever seen. Are we really people who are going for our inheritance to remake the world? See that. Imam W. Muhammad didn't file for no reparation, and I'm pretty sure he would do more about it than what we ever will do. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was trying to tell us in his own language when he said, do for self. Don't ask somebody, don't anybody else do nothing for. If they want to help you, fine, but do not let them do for you and enslave you and make you think that you owe them something. The only thing we owe a debt to is our Creator. Now we're going on here, then went around again. Now here we're going on now, about 7, 8, 9, 10 months, 2 years at the most, we have become distracted. And when I say we, I'm talking the believing people of whatever religion that they believe in, and they are descendants of ex-slaves, all of us. And show you how dirty it is, this scheme is geared at the ex-slaves. So the white people can't fly for them. Chinese, Japanese, even if they have history that they was a slave or came over here a slave to, and all your little English slaves came here, they don't have a right to this money that we're talking about. Only the black African slave, the promise that Shaitan gives us through the people who are responsible for this and still making money off of it. Might be some wisdom why they say that we will come back as mental slaves. Shackles on our brains. I wonder if that has any ring to some wisdom. How can you enslave a man's intelligence? How can you enslave a man's brain? How can you turn his heart to something that is not good for him? And he loved it, or she loved it, or they loved it. Just want to say that. I just want us to think, because we're thinking people. I don't know about everybody else in the United States, but I do know that the people who are under the influence are directly responsible for the future influence of Allah's Mujahideen or Allah's creation in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam W.D. Muhammad. We are the inheritors. We get our inheritance from the inheritor of faith, Imam Warfdeen Muhammad. But here we are now back on our knees begging for crumbs from the table when we could be building our own model society. You see how they changed our money, folk, 5 weeks. How many black people got duped by all this Superman money not too long ago? And they made so much money off of it in such a 5 or 6 year period. The ones who are in jail now for doing it make trillions of dollars off of the ignorant people of America. And even got some of the wise people turned their head from the Creator, turned their mind away from their own intelligence, and said, let me take a chance and invest in this money. It might work. This might be a scheme that might work. And look at all them people that lost their money, lost their home. And like they always say, they are ashamed before God if they are that still that shook up behind it. Shaitan has shamed them again. Had them chasing after cartoon counterfeit money. Investing their last dollar. Falling out with their friends. Some of them leaving the wives. Wives leaving the husband because they want to get this dollar. This new money. We're thanking people, those of us who of the life cycle of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and shelter of life cycle of Imam Warfdeen Muhammad. And Allah is the best knower of why he created them and why he let them do what they've done to benefit the whole of creation. Not just the human being, but the just whole people. If we do what Allah has educated us to do, the whole universe don't benefit from it. Because we, 5 or 10 years down the road, if that's the way Allah is getting us, we're going to repurify the air. We're going to repurify the ocean. We're going to get rid of all this artificial fish they done created and made from cells and mixing them together and making a certain type of fish, a certain type of fish. All the animals, all this fornication and adultery they done to the animal world. They took them completely out of their nature. And we got Muslim scientists right now who know how to do that. But they are enslaved. They're in chains. They've been held as a hostage. And we got to free them too. The working man. The human being who has good common sense. That there ain't but nobody can give us nothing except the creator of everything. Though it might even come the way of the Lord knows best. But Muslims don't take chances. Allah tells us in the Quran and Al-Baqarah, this is the book, and it is no doubt. Don't you turn to nobody. I am the beneficent, merciful redeemer. Nobody else, no human being, no nothing, no spaceship, no any other people who might come here to another world. You know, they are his creation. So let's be right, and I pray, because you're going to do what you want to do anyway. But since it's coming off of this program here, and the blessing reading this program, the message of concern, wow, it's both so powerful. A lot of games of death, this message of concern on this basic level has freed a lot of people from racism. It's has freed a lot of people in thinking that the white man was God's son. But it's like anything else, it's got to evolve. Like who Allah gave the permission to establish. Imam Muhammad said it's past racism now. The human being has lost their mind. We're in a state of awesome now. And the only thing that's going to help people in our life cycle now is that they remember God Remember prayer. Practice charity. Fast is prescribed, like all people have. Even if they had to, food had to be taken away from them so they could understand the hunger. Not to never ever let yourself get in that position to where you're so poor you can't even feed or clothe yourself or your family. Don't let nothing get you in that position. And then coming to Allah's house to show the world that everything, we say mashing, but everybody got to look at it. Everything comes from out of the Kaaba. So we thank Allah much. We pray Allah that you get something out of this. Do what you want to do, but it's only fair that those of us who have an idea of what's right and wrong, we share with our other brother because he had, our sister might have the same idea. And then we all look at our watch and, wow, I don't know, 5-6 years, like the people 5 or 10 years ago, they lost 10 or 15 years of life when Shaitan gave them a promise that, oh, we might get all this money. Or when they first even tried, just a hint. And we tell them that, you know we're wrong. We can do. And that might have been back in the 1800s when they first used the word to keep us from rebelling and leaving them with nobody to work the farms. Hey, if you stay here, I'll give you a house, and I'll split the profits with you. Oh, this reparation, they've been going on for years to keep us in a state of slavery and working for the white man instead of working for ourselves. May Allah's peace and blessings be among us. As-salamu alaykum. Appreciate that, Brother Akbar.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you. Well, I bring a sister, Karana. Then after Sister Karan comes Brother Rocky. I'd like to say this. As long as we give people color they don't have, we honor them. We keep them in the mold that they've been put in. God said, we are human beings. Never said he made a white man or a black man. And that's what the prophet did. The prophet got out and propagated. He didn't, that's what made them a prophet. He hit the streets where the people were. Until we want to go where the people at, where they be in jail or be in a church or be on a corner, until we want to go there and share this information with them, and pray that Allah reach them, we're going to have this problem. You can talk about you don't want reparation and all the other good things, but you ain't going to get out there and hit the screen. You ain't saying nothing. You just spinning your wheel. You just going through the motion. People out in the streets, and everybody ain't going to be no Muslim. So you want them to be a human being, then you're going to have to take to the streets. So, well, my wife say about it, but don't tell people you following Prophet Muhammad.
Everybody not me to go to the street.
Well, that's what Prophet did. Everybody said they following the Prophet. Okay, Sister Quran, you got it. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I got salam.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would just say that I'm glad your brother had mentioned about Imam Wardi Muhammad and Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Because I'm making this here calendar, and it says right here, Elijah, Imam Wardi Muhammad said, the African-American community should be compensated for the injustice they have faced in the past. That's what Imam Wardi Muhammad said. And then, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, the black nation, in this serious time and trouble and disagreement between the people and the nation of the earth must unite to defend ourselves and our just right respiration. I probably pronounced it right, but respiration. Alhamdulillah. So I will let him know that the Imam did gave his support. I got down here where Martin Luther King and all our leaders, the Malcolm X, says we need to get paid. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, sister, for standing up. He ran like a chicken, so he gone. But anyway. All praise due to Allah. Thank you, sister. Bring more of what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, sister Imam Wardi Muhammad. Thank you so much.
Alhamdulillah.
You too?
Yes, sir. I'm fine. Alhamdulillah. I'm fine.
Well, you got anything else to say, please come back. I'm going to keep your mic on. Please come back. Okay, Brother Rocky, you got you there. Hold up, Rocky.
Yeah, okay.
Say one little something for Brother Rocky, come on. Oh, okay, honey, walk here, but okay. Guys, I'm not going to hold you, but we know that Allah's creator, the only creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, and Prophet Muhammad is still a prophet, because the message will be upon him. I want to mention one thing. And we're supposed to be as one. And we're all together working as one. We can have our different opinions, and we don't have to be crucified or slandered or put down for them. Allah bless us all with a mind to use the best of our ability. And this is what they say, America, freedom of speech. And you can speak on what you want to speak on, whether anybody else agrees with it or not. And everybody's opinion should be respected, whether everybody agrees with it or not. And that's just the way we are, and that's just the way we're supposed to be. If you want for your brother and sister what you want for yourself, then you will think that way, or you will think about it before you make slandering remarks or before you make negative remarks, because their interests could be just as good as yours. But everybody's not meant to go in the street. Could you imagine somebody going out there shaking and like like somebody that Abba and brother, I think Suja had experience going out there with them before, and there was a male, you know? But everybody's just not meant for the streets. So you work in your own area. The propagation of the religion and dawah is in many forms. You can do it in many ways. And so let those who have their way to propagate religion, as long as they are not saying anything that's wrong and against religion and making it look bad for the religion, as long as they're quoting the Quran and they know, you know, what they're saying from their studies and all, we can ask Allah to bless them, you know, with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of what Al-Islam, true Islam is, and so for people to be able to understand what they're trying to say as well, because I'm sure they don't mean any harm, you know. I'm sure they're just speaking from their heart. So let's respect each other and love each other like we say we do. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, you can't go to go to a prison. Go to a library. It just finished, but don't. The problem it went to the people, and that's where the people. You can't raise no way no one, and people gonna believe, and who've been misled all them years. You're gonna be able to raise no one. You got to reach them through talking to them, telling them what has happened, and then maybe Allah will give them change their heart and mind, and they will start seeing, because the book said the blind lead the blind, who leads the blind, they fall in the ditch. And right, but the truth will set them free, like Jesus said.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to bring Brother Rocky.
Yeah,
but doing nothing and complaining about
all of the knowledge at one time. But I got to say, I'm doing nothing.
When you finish, I just want to say one. I'm just going to say one line, okay? When you finish, all right?
When you finish talking.
Okay. The only thing I want to say. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Only thing I want to say is that we must tell the truth. That's all. It's sometimes some people feelings might be hurt on certain things, but you have to tell the truth. You know, like I said, one time somebody had told me something that had happened, and like who you could marry and who you can't marry. And I know that in Louisiana we don't practice that, but I saw it in Holy Quran. I had to submit. It was in the Holy Quran. So we have to tell the truth. And that's the whole thing about it. But, you know, like I agree with Sister Gaia, you know, we have to respect each other. But if you see that they're not telling the truth and you know they're not telling the truth, then you're supposed to stand up, because our children, and then they got non-Muslims that be listening on. That's what I'd be concerned, because I know, but our children don't know, and a lot of non-Muslims don't know. And then they hear you telling a lie, then they be saying to themselves, I said, why should I come with you guys and y'all telling the same lie that we telling? Alhamdulillah.
Certain way that you explain to a person, you know, you don't explain to a person as if you're just sort of defeating him, or you know more than he does or she does, mm-hmm. or they can say it better than you can say it better than they can.
But
you can tell them what to say. You let them speak to the level of their intelligence and their studies and their knowledge. Right. You know, it's always a way, like you used to say, you got to use some kind of finesse and some kind of tact and some kind of respectful way. You know, like you tell me, she tells you what she wants you to know, but she's nice, nasty. You know what I'm saying? She's nice. No, I'm not nice, nasty. I tell you what I want you to know, but I said it in a decent way that you won't lose your respect and I won't lose mine. That's all it is.
Well, it's like this. No matter how you say it, some people don't want the truth. If it, like the prophet said, they saw angels coming out of the cloud. They would never believe. They don't want to believe. You, they're non-believers, won't believe us, and they ain't nothing you can do about it. You can only try to reach those who want to be reached with the help of Allah. Okay, thank you, Sister Taquran. You told the truth. Okay, I'm
going
to pray Brother Akeed up. Akeed?
Yes, sir.
Come listen.
As-salamu alaykum. Allah says, whether you tell, say to them or warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. And Allah tells us the best of the da'wah is our character. Our character. I openly bear witness with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, entirely merciful, especially merciful. The night journey al-Isra is surah in the Quran. Those who are listening who do not have a Quran, you can download it on your phones, and it will give you a free Quran, and you can read it yourself. And as one of the sister previously said, that she heard the word of God, it was interest. It was her interest, and that's what brought her to her deen. But I wanted to read the ayat 13, starting on 13, and the night journey, bismillah, in the name of Allah. We have tied the fate of every man about his neck, and we shall produce a book for him on Resurrection Day, that he will find spread open. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah. That's love right there. Bismillah. We have tied the fate of every man about his neck, and we shall produce a book for him on Resurrection Day, that he will find spread open. It will say, read your record. Today there will be none but yourself to call you to account. Whoever chooses to follow the right path, follow it for his own good. And whoever goes astray at his own peril. No barrier of burden shall bear the burden of another, nor do we punish until we have sent forth a messenger to forewarn them. It's very important that, my dear brothers and sisters, and that the message of Allah is advocated towards humanity. What I just read, that this believer read it, the one who rejects Allah read his word, the one who defines themselves as Allah does not exist, have read this. But to a point where they understand the word of Allah is true, that they have utilized science And the miracles in the Quran from 1,400 years ago to today, that they are that they believe, that they believe. So it's very important that that we guard and protect the ones who do, as the imams, the ones of da'wah teams, women who teaches the book, the Quran. Very, very important that we guard them, because the disbelievers don't come for the weak-minded in religion. They go for the strong-minded, the ones who teach it. So it's very, very important to protect our ummah, protect those who teach it. Very, very important. The disbeliever knows this. If this believer sees an advantage, he will take that advantage. He will take it. But Allah said he'll never destroy a town or a country into a messenger, one who tells the children of Adam that he is one, and to follow Rasulullah, follow Prophet Ahmed that's in Bible, in Matthew's in biblical, in the Bible, to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with Christ, Isa, or we know, Yahweh, prophesies about Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. We find that racism starts in religion, and it started. Imam Muhammad tells us it started with the Aryans from the north came down to a dark people, came to a people of baby knowledge, settled with eating, sleeping, and using the restroom as the same as animals. We find that the knowledge comes from Allah, and we find that the knowledge of spirituality informs humanity on the laws and degrees of economics, living humanitarian rights, world rights, country rights, which should be fair for all people, equality. We find that these laws are not the laws of mankind, but we find the just of the laws of our Lord, the Most Merciful. We find that with His laws that we find humanitarian rights that is distinguished between human rights. We find in human rights and human law that superiority and inferiority plays with us as human beings, meaning to make one race superior than all other races. This seem to be what's going on, not just in America, but throughout the world. That the evildoers, Allah called them evildoers, or kuffars, or disbelievers, or the shayateen followers, the army of Shaitan, have a great control over the masses of people. It's important that the word of Allah is mentioned to everyone. The Sharia law is not a law of Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. The Sharia law is the law of Allah from Quran, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find in the Sharia law equality. We find in the Sharia law there's no superiority in brotherhood, sisterhood. We find that that if equality is equal, we find fairness, we find just, we find justice. This law is, Sharia law is it's taught about, but it's not practiced throughout the world. We start in America that we know that Sharia law have adapted even towards American policy or American law. To the point where we read some of the laws, we see it's no difference in the Quran and law and the fairness of humanity, humanitarian rights. In the Sharia law, the our leader, imams or sheikhs, different scholars or philosophers, they're not the majority vote. The majority vote are the people in that congregation, in that congregation. It's different from other congregations. In other congregations, the leadership are the majority of the vote. So they control the population. You have a president, you have Democrats, you have Republicans, you have independents, and et cetera. For all of me is dictators that they're not utilizing humanitarian rights for the people. They're all dictators. They all turn against the most gracious, the most merciful. But we find in Islam that you can talk about equality to Christians, to Jews, to atheists. You can talk about them to every soul that Allah creates upon this earth because they understand that they have this right of fairness, this right not to be oppressed, this right to be humanly. But we find when superiority controls the majority of the people, we find rooted racism. Not just racism, we find gods upon earth that are structured to design psychologically to damage the criteria of every God-given servant of Allah, to dehumanize them, to pause their minds, inferior their minds. We learned from the Muslims at Guantanamo Bay that regardless of all of the cruelness that they have done to those good brothers and sisters, good brothers, the cruelness, we find they stay stern and steadfast of La ilaha illallah. There's no God worthy of worship but the Almighty. And that Muhammad Rasulullah, and that we will follow who Allah commanded for us to follow of his last prophet. And we make no distinction. And we find that they stay firm in their faith. Allah tells us in the Quran, he said he will test us. He will test us through everything, all our senses and all our desires. He'll test us. Do you hold firm in faith? Because something Allah can give to us that no man upon this earth can give. If we look for forgiveness, al-ghafar, if we look for merciful, if we look for resources, he's all resourceful. If we look for ease, transition from this life to the hereafter. Allah is Almighty. It's his earth. Whatever we look for, we find a solution. The solution. Not within ourselves, but emotionalism. We find it in the word of Allah. that Allah have ordained it and constructed it to refocus, redeem, enlighten, construct the mind back to its original form, a purity. And we find that also the word of Allah evolves our mentality of our mind. It puts it in a better position. It takes away the feeling, the emotions, and it puts logic into it. And we begin to become logic-minded human beings. Because one thing that makes us so very, very, very special, different from the cat, different from the bird, or different from any animal, is our intelligence, the intellect. Allah didn't place the angels to have the intellect that he placed upon mankind. He didn't place the animals to have the intellect that he gave mankind. And if we can't get this intellect, if we don't follow what Allah says, follow. We can't blame our condition on someone else. We are accountable of our own thoughts, our own thoughts, to the point where if we in the wrong, we hold ourselves accountable. We hold ourselves accountable between ourselves and our Lord. We don't point fingers. We come to an understanding and an agreement, not from ourselves, but from Allah. And if we don't understand Allah, because some of us don't understand the Quran, the purityness of Allah having purified us, he still wants us to come to him and come to him and come to him and come to him and lahumma labeg him, so that he can give us more understanding. But he gave this understanding, dear brothers and sisters, to Ahmed, who's in biblical. He gave his understanding to Prophet Muhammad, who Allah chose and gave his word in the Quran.
Yeah, close to you.
So that's one of the main reasons we follow Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. The other reason. The main reason is Allah tells us and instructs us, he says that he is a mercy. Allah don't say anyone is a mercy in that book besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said he's a mercy to all the world. All of the world. We in the world with ourselves right now. We in a dispositional mentality with ourselves now. Allah said he had mercy to it. You want to look for escape? You want to look for freedom? You want to look for the advancement of people throughout the world? He said, follow my prophet. I'll give you more mercy on you, on the mercy that you begging me. Lahumma labeg. He said, I give you that mercy. So sometimes you don't have the answer, dear brothers and sisters. And sometimes Allah put false beings that he chooses to give you the answer, give us the answer to the world problem and what's going on in our own homes and what's going on in society and in our communities, and to utilize us, everyday people, to utilize Allah's word to give to more people. They might don't understand La ilaha illallah. Majority don't. It's foreign. It's a foreign language. But they understand. I don't want to stay in no community. They selling drugs. I don't want to stay in a community where they don't have a moral respect for themselves or others. They understand things that they can relate to. And they need fairness. They don't need a superior to be superiorized. We've been superiorized since we got here as African Americans in America. Other foreign brothers and sisters have been superiorized in their own countries.
Superior.
Thank you, my sister. Superior in their own country. So
equality understanding on human rights, and not to be provoked in a certain direction, in a certain way of a certain type of people. If Islam does not solidify the salute, give the world a solution, then, or if Christianity don't, then we, and if the teaching is not right, then we're not to follow it. If it's not from the Quran and our prophet, peace and blessings be upon it. We're not to follow it. Allah tells us in Quran, he said there's 72 sets. 72. And Allah said he will deal with that on the day of Yawmul Qiyamah. He will deal with that. But even after all these 72 sets, my dear brothers and sisters, they want equality. They want freedom. They want a peace of the mind to understand why Allah put them on this earth. We have not yet for 400, this is after 400 years, my dear brothers and sisters in America, we have not yet understood what freedom and salvation is, what it felt like, what it feels like. We understand what the Shahada have done. We understand what the feeling of the burden of Allah that took off our shoulders. We understand the power of Allah. But as a group, as a people, we haven't came into that understanding. And we didn't put our faith in Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, all these great leaders, good men. Imam Muhammad, Imam Jamil Al-Amin, we put our faith in these great, good people of Allah sent to us to teach human rights. But when they go, we go too. So our faith is not in our Lord as it should be, as Allah decreed it to be. So I say this to us. We don't praise each other for nothing. I don't care if a Hafiz is on the phone with us and he know the whole Quran. We ain't praising him. I don't care if it's a sheikh, a imam. We don't praise him. Our praise is we can acknowledge. Our praise goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord and Pharisee, the sustainer of all the world. And that's what humanity wants and needs. And they don't operate. Even when they say Jesus is the Son of God, even when they commit sin, even when they commit the monumental sin, Allah does not forgive. They cannot operate without equality. It messes their minds up. It's a dilemma to hold them back from what they do every single day. It's not fair and it's not just. They're looking for a way out of it. There was a European church, and it was a Sunday school. And the Sunday teacher was teaching from the Quran. And one of the ladies, one of the head ladies from the church said, I'm going to tell the pastor that you teach me from the book. So one of then she saw the book. The Quran was on top of the Bible, and she said, why is the Quran on top of the Bible? She said, no book should be on top of the Quran, either European or American. So one of the European young students, he said, I don't find the Bible to be interested as it's more interested than the Quran, more interested than the Quran. So I say this, the go back. But what we was talking about earlier, that it's something about this Quran that is a spiritual guidance. It's a guidance that can't no man, no woman guide you. No mamas, no daddies, no sisters, no brothers, no aunties, and nothing. They can't guide you like Allah guides you. And whoever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whoever Allah misguides, none can guide. So it's our duty to enlighten our minds, and not just our minds, because once you woke, once you become that beacon of your house, you got to do, you, you
got to wake up the rest of the house. Now, well, I tell her, there ain't going to be some people that ain't going to be wanting me wrong. It ain't. But the ones that are, and if you're in the house and you got two people woke, oh, that's some kicking Satan butt. That's putting Satan in check. Satan's scared of two people. One, he flop sided on one all day. He's a lot that he gonna hit us from the right, the left, the front, the back, abundance. A lot say that he tell us. But you dealing with two people, four eyes. You dealing with prayers. You dealing with love. You dealing with concern, humanity, human rights. You dealing with accommodate the consumer day. You dealing with backing each other up. Say time running, and he gonna try harder next time, and he gonna try harder even this time. But as long as we stay steadfast, our reward is to better ourselves. We a lot don't profit from us at all. We can say Allah Akbar all the way to the grave. Allah don't profit it. None of it. It's good for our souls. So we the ones who benefit from it, not Allah. And Allah is forever grateful to his servants for acknowledging him, praising him. That is the only reason we are upon this earth. That is the only reason that Allah put mankind and jinn, men and jinn, on this earth is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same crisis and corruption that are going on in Palestine was going on in Africa. And it's still going on in Africa. The same corruption that's going on in Africa is the same corruption that's going on in America. But as long as with the African-American people. But as long as Satan could utilize yourselves, dear brothers and sisters, and tell your brains that this person is that person, and this person is that person, this person is from that tribe, and this person is from that tribe, he's a divider and he's a conqueror. And he's good at it. He's good at it. He made him tell us, he said, soon he stick his head off, cut his head off. 20 cents, he said, when you see the eyes. But Iman was telling us to check ourselves and check the ones that's around us, because the ones we're going to hurt are going to be the ones in our ummah, the ones we're around. He said, and the ones you're going to ask for forgiveness is going to be the ones that you're around, the ones that you're around. And so utilize the Quran, dear brothers and sisters, for your safe haven. Your safe haven. One to Allah. One to Allah, and Allah will suffice all of your needs. And it might don't be when you want Allah to do it. Allah doesn't look for that. Allah looks for your steadfastness. Allah looks for your sincerity. He looks at your heart. He looks at your heart. He looks at the change in the condition of your heart. Because Shayateen and his army, jealousy, envy, hatred, they have conditioned not just us, but they're conditioning our children to turn against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the righteous of the world. We forbid the wrong and we encourage the good. That's our ummah. That's us. Abunda la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for those who do not have this understanding, may Allah guide them to this understanding. May Allah make guide them to El-Islam. And the things that's happening overseas, their brothers and sisters, it's very emotional. Very, very emotional. Very emotional. We don't want our emotions to take our logic and our senses out. No. We only support America when America's right. We do not support America or any other country or any other home or people when they're wrong. We forbid it, and we stand on it. If I said anything to offend anyone, I take full responsibility. But if I said anything to encourage the minds, the hearts, the condition, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord, and cherish the sustainer of all the worlds. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Salaam alaikum, sister. Growing your hand still up. You got something you want to say?
No, I'm fine. I'm gonna take it off. Thank you.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Well, we ain't got that much longer. And upcoming after this show is reparation. After this show end, I'll be out of the queue, and brother Amin will come on, and he will be the host, and we're going to hear about reparation. I know some people don't think it's impossible. Some people don't think that people that who got it already, they didn't think they gonna get it, but they got it, and did they earn it? I don't think nobody earned reparations in the history of this world like we have. Anybody need to be getting reparations? Need to be us, but Allah is the one in charge. If we get it, it's going to be all praises and all credit due to God, the creator of this creation. So we thank Allah for this, the Block Talk radio station, where we can come together and discuss these problems that we have lived under and come up with solutions so they can be done away with. Because we didn't do this. We didn't start this. But the people that did it, they was allowed to do it. Didn't nobody stop them. So now we want to stop them from doing any more danger. And, you know, like running the rent or running the car insurance or keep making bad food and all the rest of the thing that the world suffered, running the gas fights up, water, which is free coming from my lock. Run it up. So we got problems. We're going to take the unity of all of us to solve those problems. And especially going to take the unity of the people who've been under the problem. They're going to come together and solve those problems. Because hey, you can pray all day, but if you don't get up and go to work on your problem, you're going to continue to have the problem once the prayer's over and once they start back again. Prayer without work don't count for nothing. We talking, but my job to go out and talk to the people. We went out today and talked to the people, and people love us. They love what we say. Why? Because it's the truth. If you don't love it, because when you're speaking the truth, you're burning the devil up. And the devil got to get out of it, trying to get out. And you burning him up. But we know fire purifies. It purifies the devil. So, but our job is to make the message clear. That's all our job is warn. And like we've been warned, we were warned, and we accept, and we respond to the warning, and that's why we are Muslim. So this world ain't want to see no Muslims. Well, they said, as long as you keep them away from Islam, you'll keep them slaves forever. And you will see those people who have been kept away from the religion, they're slaves to everything under the sun. I can have eyelashes, tattoos, earrings everywhere. Broken homes, no home at all. They're slaves to every foul thing that this world has to offer them. The world take hope from them. You got a lot of people in Atlanta sleeping on bridges. Every day they're at the intersection with their signs begging. They need help. And these people ain't getting them no help. You, the people said they believe that Jesus died for their sins. They ain't trying to get them no help. Now, on one corner, is a Caucasian man, and the undercut corner is our African American. And guess who getting the money? Guess who getting the help? Guess who pulling up in their nice cars and sticking that money out and giving to the person out there? I mean, you can call it racism, psychological damage, but it's happening. African American are getting all and nothing, and the other people are getting rich, probably on mansions and out there being. But this is the life of the image. This is what the image produced. It lift one people up and bring the other people down. So we here tonight. Anybody else would like to say anything before the time run expires on this year?
Yeah, I wanted to read something right quick.
Yeah, please.
It's the book Imam Muhammad on Racism and Religion and Reconciliation. I advise the Ummah to get it, or the ones that our dear brothers and our sisters to get this book. You can look it up online. As well as She Knows Her Worth by Saud Muhammad. That's a good book as well. But this book right here, on Racism and Religion and Reconciliation, The Origins of Racism. Many centuries ago in ancient days, the Aryans from the north came down upon the dark people, Javadians, around the hot belt in India, failing to defeat them with physical force. They went back and studied the wisdom and knowledge of the people they failed to defeat. A people's knowledge is their strength. You are no stronger than your knowledge. The world is ancient days. Was much like it is now today. But it was worse in the respect that only a few held the knowledge. Society was young, and the knowledge was not trusted with the many people. A few directed the people with as much knowledge as they thought the people could bear. The majority of the people were babies in knowledge. When the Iranians returned to the world of old with a new interpretation of the knowledge of the Dravidians, they begin to feed it to the people of the ancient world. Some people don't want this truth because this truth requires them to grow morally. Assalamu alaikum.
Anybody else? You too?
No.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Yes. She Knows Her Worth by Saud Muhammad. This is a poem I wanted to say. It's called Believe. It's on page 22. You can find this book, too, on Amazon as well. Tell the woman of faith to believe. Believe in whatever God has decreed. Settling for the foul things people do or say. All the while they are heavily astray. Believe that you are a queen and a creation mighty. Your hijab is not a symbol of mockery or a thing to be ashamed. Your hijab is your crown, glory, and distinguisher. Be distinguished and believe. Assalamu
alaikum. Anybody else want to say anything? We got 9 minutes left. Anybody else want to say anything? Sister Karan, you want to say anything else? Sister Karan?
No, I'm fine. Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Okay. So anybody want to say anything?
Well, with the condition, assalamu alaikum, with the condition that's going on, because we don't know the ignorant minded amongst us, the ignorant minded in America, or the ignorant minded who serves and protects America. We don't know their emotions. Ummah, not to pick up on sutra, are not to pick up on dawah, to enlighten the majority people, to know, to the ones that can, even in the best of character. Even if you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing, this is not a too late for you to change your characteristic or change who who you are. But definitely, the Ummah needs to step up on Sutra. It needs to step up. And the ones who utilize the word of God, the word of Allah, and you see that Christians, atheists, Jews, different sets of Islam, nationalities and different sets of Christianity, and you see all people are stepping up. Oh, a lot of people are, and they have a moral. They're designed by Allah with a moral ethical code, not to be bullied. And standing up for a moral ethical code and saying and pointing the finger at who's supposed to be the world savior to society and help the people, and attacking them. So this is a time that if you're a believer, you don't sleep. You pray. And you utilize what Allah, the knowledge of Allah gives you to give to others, to give to others. Our compassion and our love, we can't hold our brothers and sisters. We can't feed them or give them water. But what we can do is we can praise to Allah, that Allah is turning with the ayah help and assist them and send them forces that's beyond our own imagination. As Allah protected Mecca when they try to come in Mecca and stampede, and Allah utilized the birds to throw rocks on them. Or their army was nothing. So this is their time. And I know the Ummah pain. We're in pain right now. Because we've been in pain. And we're tired of being humiliated and oppressed by people who do not utilize their own thinking, make their own decisions, and research about Islam themselves throughout the whole entire world, throughout the whole entire world. One of the things that when Rasulullah went to Abyssinia and went with the Christian king, and the Christian king protected him. And one of the things he said, he was looking forward for the other, the pagans to, he was looking for the pagans to come and annihilate the prophet. Wanted the Christian king to give over the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to them. And one of the things they said, he said, it's no different from your religion than mine than a thin of a hair. Meaning, it's all one worship. And we stand on that, not just Muslims that stand on that, Christians stand on it. And good Jews stand on it. So this is that time. We step up, never step down. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum assalam. Allahu akbar. Thank you again.
Allahu akbar.
Allah has blessed us to try to do the best we can to move some of this evil out of the world. This is what the Block Talk radio station about. The evil that we came into, that we don't like, and we want to get rid of it. It's going to take all of us making an effort to get rid of it. And it ain't going to take, it's going to take a few, but a few is always have been the majority to do something against the wrong. And the other few behind the majority step in and start putting their effort in it too. So it's going to take all of us who want to live. There was a young girl got killed in Atlanta today, 17-year-old, shot down. I mean, this is going on all throughout the months and weeks here. Some young boy get killed, some young girl, some baby get killed, some girl, a lady, some woman and child get killed. And we got Halloween coming up, and we know when Halloween comes up, there's going to be a lot of people get hurt because it's a day that is unnatural, worship the dead, but giving honor to the dead, call it trick or treat, say that made evil seem fair. So these people got all this costumes. They got the yard dressed up with all kind of symbols of death, grave markers, spiders, Dracula-looking Dracula, all the black cats and everything. They got dressed up in the yard, the lights on them, just like they doing the pagan holiday Christmas. So they going all out. But they really showing you who they are. But what our job is to warn them. They don't have to follow the warning. They don't, but at least on the other side, they will be asked, did someone come to you and try to tell you the truth and you ignore them? They will have to say, yeah. So let that be us. And we are trying to tell the people that they are following a pagan idea. They are following a disrupted idea. And it's in the scripture not to do it. And all we can do is point to that and hope that people will take heed. But most people follow the influence of this word, follow what influence they find in this world. So I thank you, Brother Rakim. Would you close us out in prayer, please, sir?
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most the most merciful, the night journey, ayat 39. This is part of the wisdom that your Lord has revealed to you. Do not set up any other deities with God, lest you be cast into hell, condemned and rejected. Amen,
amen. Amen. Thank you
for
joining us tonight. Let's get ready for the Reclamation Radio comes on. I'll be signing out, and Brother Lane will be signing in. So let's get ready to hear how important it is to receive the Reclamation. And this is only for the people who truly believe they earned it. If you don't think you earned it, then you don't have to. Tune in. So it's on for people who, may Allah bless us all. May we be back here tomorrow, inshallah, with the sisters of tomorrow. As-salam alaykum. Ramadan, as-salam alaykum.
Wow.